Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, April 13th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. First up today is what appears to be actual photos from Apple of the unreleased gold iPhone X. Photos showing the back, sides, front, and every angle in between were published this month by the FCC, 6 months after the iPhone X went on sale. The photos appear to be a pre-release version of the iPhone X, submitted to the FCC for approval before the iPhone X was announced, but clearly Apple hasn't released this version of the iPhone X yet, and at this point in the cycle, we likely won't see it hit the market until the next iPhone is released. The FCC slip-up surfaced just moments after a new report from Bloomberg was published detailing a leaked memo from Apple to its employees on the topic of stopping leaks. Apple says it fired 29 employees last year and actually had 12 of those employees arrested for leaking confidential information to the press. The memo specifically cites 9 to 5 Mac, including the iOS 11 GM leak that occurred last fall prior to the iPhone X event, which helped us discover the iPhone X name, except not how to pronounce it, portrait mode camera effects, an emoji, and cellular Apple Watch before they were announced. The memo, however, does not reference the fact that many of last year's leaks occurred from HomePod firmware accidentally distributed publicly by Apple and not a leaker. And KGI Securities Ming-Chi Kuo has issued a new forecast for HomePod sales numbers for 2018, just 2 to 2.5 million units across the whole year. That's down from general consensus of around 7 million HomePods sold this year. Kuo believes the first million HomePods were sold within the first month of sales, but a muted reception has stoked ongoing sales for now. Kuo further adds that Apple is considering a lower-cost HomePod in the future, which suggests the analyst has seen evidence of lower-cost prototypes that haven't been put into production yet. But there's no commitment to that claim. And finally, it's Friday, so let's check in with Trevor at 9 to 5 Toys.
This weekend's best deals include a new two-day sale at Best Buy, which takes $250 off Apple's 12-inch MacBook, along with a handful of deals on iPad Pro, various 4K TVs, monitors, and other Mac accessories. You can also pick up the Belkin Valet Apple Watch charging dock for $30 this weekend only. Best Buy also has up to $109 off Apple Watch Series 3 in certified refurbished condition. The deals start at $295 and go up from there.
Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5 Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.